Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
The National Organization for Women. Do you remember Andrea Yates, the woman that drowned her kids in the bathtub? The National Organization for Women and other groups said Monday they're going to help raise money to defend Andrea Yates, the mother accused of drowning her five kids in a bathtub, in order to help other women suffering from postpartum depression. So now is setting up a defense fund for the woman that drowned her kids. And according to Deborah Bell, president of Texas Now, it gives us a platform for something that obviously needs education. One of our feminist beliefs is to be there for other women. Other organizations are joining in, the ACLU and a group called the Murder Victims Families for Reconciliation. Gary Norman of that group said, addressing violence with more violence creates more suffering, grief, and victims. So they are against the death penalty for Andrea Yates. They are in favor of setting up a defense fund. And Bobby Dooley joins us from the Western Estates Homeowners Association, Women on the Move. Is this an organization of...
It's a women's organization.
At your community there.
That is correct, Phil.
Can you now? Are you in favor of this?
Well, yes, we are. Absolutely. I'm a woman. I believe in supporting other women. I have called all women at Western Estates so that we can show solidarity with NOW, the National Organization for the Women.
The women, yeah.
Is that Steve?
My husband Steve is here.
Do you applaud their efforts at defending Andrea Yates? This woman drowned her five kids.
Well, their effort to defend Andrea Yates, we think, is important. The woman, Phil, yes, she did. She tragically drowned her five children. She suffers from an illness. She suffers from postpartum depression. And my husband and I believe that she should be judged accordingly. It's a severe depression. We're just now coming to understand the various forms of depression, including postpartum depression. And
what is postpartum depression, so we can be clear? Because again, we're talking about a woman using this as a defense and trying to beat a, you know, forgive me, a murder rap.
Well, you know, I resent and I'm very offended by you calling that a murder rap. She is a woman who separated her five children from life. And
it's a murder rap. She's being charged with murder, right?
Again, I'm very offended by that. I'm very offended.
You're offending us.
I don't mean to offend you. All right, so she separated her children from... What is postpartum depression, though? Give us...
Well, Phil, a woman has a baby, or in Andrea's case, she had five babies. You lose your figure, you're working around the clock, you're doing dishes, you're doing diapers. I ask the men out there to imagine. You no longer have the time to shop or get ready for your husband when he comes home. Where once your face was made up, and you're wearing something tight, and yes, something that clings as he came to the door, now you look literally like you belong on a broomstick. This depresses a woman. And the National Organization for Women understands this, and it'll raise money for Andrea.
I want to be clear here, okay?
Raise money for it.
I know that, Steve, okay? I want to be clear here to both of you guys. This woman dragged her children, one of them, into the bathtub, kicking and screaming, in a scene that only Stephen King could imagine, and ripped their lives away from them. And as the result of this, this is depression.
Again, I'm very offended by you calling this. She didn't rip their lives. It was a gentle drowning.
What do you mean a gentle drowning? One of the kids was screaming to his death.
Andrea was suffering, Phil. And my husband believes maybe even more than those children suffered. You mentioned the child kicking and screaming as he's being dragged to his death, okay? You mentioned that, didn't you?
Yes, I did mention that.
All right, let's talk about that. Has anyone asked this question? How did he, by his kicking and screaming, possibly contribute to further depressing her? And so,
what, the kid now killed himself?
No, I didn't say that.
But he made her more depressed.
He could have contributed to the depression by screaming and kicking more. And
okay, if he would have just not been kicking and screaming, maybe he would have lived.
He wouldn't have been drowned as bad.
He wouldn't have been drowned as bad.
You know, you're purposely trying to confuse this. And I'm very offended by you saying that she murdered her children. I think we need more proactive terms, and you're twisting my words.
Look, Ms. Dooley, you and your husband both know what we're talking about here. A woman's being charged with murder.
I think we need more proactive words. She tragically caused them to go to the River Styx, or I don't know.
Tragically, all right, look, now is raising money for the defense of this depressed woman.
Look, let me give you another example that I think men can relate to, and I know that National Organization of Women could relate to this.
Well, let me give out our phone number here first. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show. Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley from Western Estates Homeowners Association applauding the efforts of NOW, the National Organization of Women, to raise a defense fund for Andrea Yates, the woman accused of drowning or separating from life her children. I mean, I don't want to get into an argument here.
I'd like to use some proactive terms.
All right, we're using proactive terms.
Let me give you another example. O.J. Simpson, he watches through a window as his wife gives oral sex to another man. This is a profoundly depressing and debilitating thing to go through. His hormones change. Chemically, he's depressed. He goes out over the next night, and yes, he cuts her throat literally to the point where she's a Pez dispenser. I mean, that's a crude joke that's going around. You know the joke, right?
I've heard the joke, yeah.
That is depression. Do you see what happens when someone gets depressed? NOW is talking about this, and we really have to attack postpartum depression, Phil.
So postpartum depression isn't just the depression a woman feels after having a baby. It's a depression that anybody can feel.
That anyone can feel after the loss of a valued relationship. It's the same thing. Suddenly you don't feel attracted to your husband. Suddenly you feel like a court eunuch watching your mistress take a bath with another man. It's very sad.
All right, I want to ask you a question here. You brought up O.J. Simpson and Andrea Yates suffering from depression, and they should be pitied as opposed to vilified.
That is correct.
All right, are you a member of NOW?
My husband does not believe in me being a member, but he has allowed me to show my support for some of their causes, which I'm deeply committed to.
And answer me this. Are you saying that NOW is a supporter of O.J. Simpson and believe his depression led him to kill his wife?
They probably do.
Yeah, you know, no. My husband believes they probably do.
No, NOW is looking to raise money to defend Andrea Yates in this postpartum depression thing. Do you think they would raise money to offset O.J. Simpson's legal defense as long as they're talking about depression?
I think they would.
Yeah, they would.
I think they would, and I think they should. And I have no doubt that they will, because he was depressed. And it's sad to see a man so depressed. He's so sad that he literally slits his ex-wife's throat with the precision of a mule skinner. Now, that is tragic.
That's very tragic.
And someone's got to do something about it.
What we're hearing, then, is your opinion that the National Organization of Women do an about-face on O.J. Simpson and link him to the Andrea Yates situation. And
yes, because they were sad. Do you remember feeling sad and blue? They were sad. And I think it's sad to see these people depressed. And
okay, so he's looking through a window and his wife is giving oral sex to a guy, or she's bummed out, so they kill somebody, in his case, as you just said it, with the precision of a mule skinner. And
I think that's sad.
You better believe it's sad. It's sad for her family. It's sad.
Why were you arguing with us? You want to get an opinion.
I want to get some opinions here.
Well, don't debate it. I mean, you're the host of the show.
Phil, you're the host of the show, and you should allow us to have our opinion. Because I'm feeling sad. And I think a lot of people would say, I feel so sad, I need to kill you. I think that's sad. And I...
Oh, okay. You know, this is very bizarre. And I'm having a hard time.
Well, it's obvious you're having a hard time because you're not a woman. You're not a woman, and you don't know how sad it is.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Gina on the Phil Hendry Show. Gina, go ahead.
I'm a woman, and I
mm-hmm.
have three children,
mm-hmm.
and there
mm-hmm.
is no way.
Mm-hmm.
I think you are just ignorant, and you
ignorant?
Don't know.
Do you know
have
about
children?
Postpartum depression? Do you know how sad it is?
I know about postpartum depression,
mm-hmm.
and it does not drive people to kill
Gina, I want to
children.
Ask you, Gina, the National Organization of Women wants to raise a defense fund for Andrea Yates. Bobby believes that they should raise a defense fund for O.J. Simpson, although he beat the rap.
Well, he has
There should be a child organization to
mm-hmm.
defend children
mm-hmm.
who are killed by mothers
mm-hmm.
who the
mm-hmm.
children had no say. This is a cop out
mm-hmm.
you're using
no,
on,
this is a chemical,
on air, and this is
the
wrong.
Doctors,
you're totally wrong,
no,
and I
but,
can't
no,
believe
mm-hmm,
you even.
Mm-hmm.
Come
I'm
on.
I'm listening to you. I'm here for you.
I'm here for the children that died, for the children that don't have a say, cannot speak or defend for themselves.
I think now is speaking for those children. I think now is saying,
now it's too late. These kids are dead.
Our mommy needed to kill us because she was depressed. And it's so sad.
That's a cop-out, ma'am. If I've ever heard of a cop-out. These kids did not have...
What are you saying, Steve?
Their voices were not heard. And they're dead now. They cannot say what happened.
I think the father should be in jail with her, along with her, because he neglected these kids. I agree with that. I think the father should be prosecuted.
Exactly.
Because he
is the one
that drove her to this depression.
Oh, come on, will you? I bet you you'd want to prosecute Nicole Simpson because she caused her own death.
No, but I think this woman was crazy. Mm-hmm. He should not have left those children with this mentally ill woman. And she was sick. She did not have to be alone with these kids.
Well, what are you saying, Jeannie? You saying that she should be defended by now? And
She's a murderer. She should be tried.
I think that is negative.
I'm sorry.
I'm very offended by that. I'm very offended by you using the term murderer.
I'm going to offend you further by telling you that you are stupid, you're ignorant.
I'm very offended by the use of the term murder. I think we should use the term separated from the now.
Separated from the now.
Separated from the now.
If you use this excuse for her, other people are going to want to do the same thing.
Separated from
just
the now.
Just because their baby cries too much. Come on, give me a break.
Have you ever seen your husband come to the door and look at you as if you were
something out of a crypt? He loves me no matter what I look like. And if that's what happened in that household, who's to say? No one knows.
This is, I thought, Gina, thank you. I knew that this was going to be quite controversial. Bobby and Steve Dooley with us from Western Estates. They endorse and applaud now, at least the Texas chapter of Now's decision to raise money to defend Andrea Yates, the woman who drowned her five children in a bathtub in order to spotlight the illness of postpartum depression. I find their contention that Now should also defend O.J. Simpson particularly odious. He was depressed, so he was so depressed he slit his wife's throat. That's how sad he was. 1-800-449-8686. You're listening to The Phil Hendry Show. And could you please pot her down? You're listening to The Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Now, the National Organization for Women and the other groups in the Andrea Pia Yates Support Coalition plan a candlelight vigil on September 11th, the day before a hearing is scheduled to determine if Yates is fit to stand trial. The defense fund that they're raising, this is for Andrea Yates, the woman that drowned her five kids. The defense fund was previously established by Yates' lawyer, but they cannot publicize it because of a court-imposed gag order. Bobby, you brought O.J. Simpson into this, saying that O.J. Simpson suffered from depression and should be pitied for killing his wife. Now doesn't believe that, do they?
Well, I can't imagine that they wouldn't. I can't imagine that Now would not run to O.J.'s defense, knowing what we know now about the depression a man can feel when he looks in a window and he sees his wife's head going up and down like a hammer ride at a festival. I mean, that has got to... That's really got to put a crimp in your day.
That's about to depress me.
No kidding. But to justify the man murdering somebody? 1-800-449-8686. Patty, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey there, Phil.
Yes, right here.
Hi there. I just want to say that I am very sorry that you have brought a person named Bobby on the air like this. I don't think I've ever heard such idiotic babble from someone that claims to be an authority on something like this.
I happen to represent a significant number of women in my community who do agree with the National Organization of Women that this is a good thing to do.
Okay. Is that all you got, Patty?
No, I just wish that Bobby would be a little bit more informed and say that postpartum depression is not just...
Well, what have you got to say about it?
what do I have to say about postpartum depression?
Okay, see you later. Let's get some people with, you know, who had some coffee this morning. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Ann on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes,
we
got to
move this along, you know.
I understand, Mr. Henry.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Well, hello?
What?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Hi, can you hear me? This is Ann.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, I'm here.
My husband's here, too.
The reason I'm calling...
My husband, Steve, is here.
We got... Your husband, Steve, is here, and so is... Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, the reason I'm calling... The reason I'm calling... Okay, don't do that just for a minute. The reason I'm calling... My family has suffered from severe depression.
I don't know what you mean, do what?
Postpartum, manic depressive. I have tried to take my life, and my mother and my grandmother have. My brother is going through severe manic depression right now.
Did you try to kill your grandmother, did you say?
No, I did not. And what
who
I was...
Who did you try to kill?
Myself. And that was my whole point, is despite the anger and the depression and the suffering that you feel,
I
would take my own life before I would take a family member or even a friend or even a stranger on the side of the road. So I totally disagree.
Well, what
we
need people to respond to here is the national organization, for which they're not doing, the Now's stand that they want to raise a defense fund for this woman.
No,
has anybody here got an opinion on that?
I gave an opinion, Mr. Henry.
Yes, you
did. People should take personal responsibility for their actions. And if you have a sickness or what have you, I do not think Now should be raising money.
But
furthermore, it's better than killing innocent children.
Why?
And furthermore,
I do not think that you should be saying
I believe Now would support the O.J. Simpson thing. I have not heard one female, not one feminist in my whole entire life since that whole thing that said, oh, he was depressed, and we would support him.
But we
I don't think you should speak on their behalf.
We know now that he was depressed.
Oh, I see.
And I can only imagine what it's like for a man to see what he saw.
Well, me too. But I mean, you know what? Does that justify that? Does that mean he should not be responsible for his actions?
So I think.
And I don't think that Now would support that.
I don't think. Well. Why not?
And I'm coming from someone that's not a member Now, speaking on their behalf. I think
if Now wouldn't support that, why are they supporting this Andrea Yates?
Because it's a female, and woe is
her.
Oh,
so a woman can commit wholesale murder, but a man can't.
Well,
is that it?
I think that strong, successful women.
I'm just asking some questions.
Of their life that
I'm a woman. I know
hardships.
Right?
I am too. I'm talking to you. I'm a woman.
I'm a woman, and I happen to know what I'm talking about.
Well, I've been through it with my mother and my grandmother and my family, and
I don't know who died. You said that someone died.
We've all tried.
You all died.
No.
You're obviously still with us.
I'm offended. You're putting words in my mouth.
Phil, first of all, you're not a woman. That's why you don't get it. Secondly, this woman killed her grandmother or whatever it is that you said you did.
No, I said that depression ran in my family, and we've all tried to commit suicide. I'm offended.
Were you all together?
I'm offended.
Well, then I think if I were you, I'd kill myself. I'm joking.
Would you guys do me a favor and would Now pay for my funeral and pay funding for my family?
I don't get it.
Oh.
Okay, I understand what you're saying.
Thank you.
1-800-449-8686. She didn't kill her grandmother. Her grandmother and her grandfather and a whole bunch of people all killed themselves.
And I asked the question, did they do it together?
What difference does it make?
Then that is mass murder. I mean, I shouldn't say murder. That's a mass leaving of the earth.
What, to go to the other side?
Yes. That's a good news story, whatever it is.
1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. If you just joined us, Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley from the Western Estates are talking about National Organization for Women raising a defense fund for Andrea Yates. And her belief that they ought to raise one for O.J. Simpson, too, because they were both depressed. She killed her five kids in a bathtub. He simply cut his wife's throat out on a front lawn someplace. And
you know, so we don't know that. They didn't prove that.
What? What's that, Steve?
They didn't prove it.
Okay, well, technically, no, they didn't prove it.
Yeah, see, you can get sued.
Well, you know what? I may get sued, man.
They did not prove it, and you're saying something bad. He could sue you.
Well, they got him for the civil thing. They got him for the civil thing.
I don't get it.
The civil thing, they got
the... Oh, $33 million?
Yeah.
Well, that just says he did something bad. It didn't say what.
Oh, get out of here, will you? Am I talking to two of you or one of you, or what am I doing?
You're talking primarily to me. My husband's entitled.
1-800-449-8686.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
If you look at the case of Susan Smith, the woman who drowned her two sons in North Carolina.
I suppose you would like now to defend her.
I think she's entitled to some monies from now. I think we should look at that as a case where, if nothing else, the National Organization of Women could raise money for her to give her driving lessons. It's a possibility.
What do you mean driving lessons?
I don't know what killed those two boys. Her car drove into a lake. Now, was she not properly schooled?
She purposely drowned those kids. She got out of the car, she let the brake off, she let it roll.
Phil, I think you're being melodramatic, and I'm offended by...
You're offended by a lot today. What do you mean she needs driving lessons?
Did her car go into a lake?
Hey, Mr. Henry, you got to understand something. Her car went in a lake.
I know her car went in a lake. It doesn't mean she needs driving lessons.
Well, I feel sorry for you. How else does a car get in a lake?
You park it, you release the brake...
I don't think it happened that way, and I don't think it's that simple. And I think you really need to look at Susan Smith, Andrea Yates. There's two boys dead with Susan Smith. Andrea Yates took out how many?
I got five.
In one afternoon. And then O.J. Simpson, one wife. And you are very, very much misunderstanding the plight of women. I'm a woman, and we're tired of the glass ceiling. We're tired of being told stuff and everything.
Yeah.
My husband agrees. You're depressing me.
I don't want to depress you. I want to bring some logical flow to our conversation. That's all.
Well,
logic.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Lisa, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Yes, ma'am. Good.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm just infuriated. I'm infuriated, and that. As a woman, that your organization, even has the word woman
what
in it.
What are you infuriated about?
How can you think
we are
of
helping
that?
A fellow woman who was suffering from postpartum depression.
I think
she
we've all
no
been
longer,
there, ma'am.
She's
had
no...
children. I think we've all been there. And I'm going to tell you, it's to kill someone, and she is a murderer. You can use
I'm
a proactive word
that.
If you want.
I'm
proactive
very offended.
Would her to death.
I don't think she murdered those children so much as she introduced them to another dimension.
Well, obviously, you've never had anyone that left children in the family with no mother or no father because he was depressed.
Do you know
and he
what
killed
if,
his wife and then turned the gun on himself.
Who is that?
That was my brother-in-law. And, you know, there's two
he
children out there without parents. And
see, he was
children
depressed.
Are innocent. They don't deserve. No one deserves what that woman did.
Your brother-in-law,
you don't even deserve that.
Your brother-in-law was the victim of his own wrath, and I
well,
think
what
he should
you're
be
doing
pitied.
Is you're giving everyone an excuse. You just told Phil that he depresses you. Does that give you the right to go kill him now?
I think that he needs to be careful.
He needs to watch it.
What's that supposed to mean?
Just watch it.
Just watch it? So I'm depressing you? So what are you going to do? You going to come down to the station now
exactly.
and blow my freaking brains out?
I think as women we need to stick together, Lisa.
Need to stick together
women.
Against people like you
what
that
about
shouldn't
the
even
glass
be
ceiling?
Called a woman.
What about the glass ceiling? What about equal pay?
You know, I'm just depressed that you
equal
are
pay?
A woman.
I happen to be a woman, of a mother of three sons. And I even remember when I had postpartum depression, staring at my eldest in the crib, and yes, I could see my fingers going around his throat.
Oh, lady, I know. I've had throw-the-baby-out-the-window syndrome several times. And I'm going to tell you, it's called self-control, darling. That's
you,
what it's called.
You know
called.
Something? You're depressing my wife, and I'm pissed off.
All right, watch your language, okay?
Well, bless her heart. I didn't know that we had to be so protective these days over our feelings in life. People have made it through thousands of years having all of these feelings in our lives, and you control them.
What about those LAPD officers that
what about
beat,
them?
That beat Rodney
what?
King? How debilitating was that for them?
How debilitating was it for Rodney King?
Oh, we've heard all about him. What about the officers?
Well, I don't even see how that relates.
That's way out there, man. That's way out there. Let's stay where we are, okay?
You're
bringing up Susan Smith.
Beating someone up. You know, that's different.
Do you think that Susan Smith was guilty of
exactly
drowning her? You do?
Yes, I do.
How do you figure that?
Because it's pretty obvious. The evidence is
there. She put the kids in the car.
She's in prison for it, isn't she? I'm just sad that she's not already in the electric chair.
Listen, every year in this country there are thousands of automobile accidents.
That wasn't an automobile accident, man. She put the kids in the car. She released the brake and let it roll into a lake. That wasn't she'd go off the road. All right.
I just wanted to voice my opinion and just say
well, I appreciate
that,
Lisa.
Ashamed that there are women out there that have your attitude and your thinking.
I'm a woman. I'm a woman, and I believe that we should get rid of the glass ceiling, have equal pay.
Well, you knock it off with all of these other tangential political considerations that have nothing to do with this.
Tangential.
Exactly. It's just, this is ridiculous, you know.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show here. Let me go over to Beth. Hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show, Beth. Go ahead.
Okay. Hi, I am the mother of two children, both under 2 years old, and a wife, and a very strong and independent woman.
They sound precious.
And, She murdered her children. That is all there is to
it. That's offensive.
She murdered her children.
That's offensive.
And when you sit back and you think, oh, you know, lady, you need to stick a stock in it because...
Why? That is offensive to call her a murderer. I believe what she did
she
was she showed them an alternative way.
Children. All right. You know what? I'd like to ask your husband a question. Is that okay?
What?
Okay.
She wants to ask you a question. She wants to ask you a question. The lady on the phone.
Who's she?
What's
my
your name?
My name is Beth. I'm
Her
calling from
Beth.
Decatur, Georgia.
She's calling from Decatur, Georgia.
What she want?
What do you want?
Okay. Well, you just let her ask the question. Just let her ask the question.
Okay, listen. You said that you had three boys, right?
Are you asking my wife or me?
Well, your wife
wife said that.
Okay, your wife
Do you have three sons?
Boys. Yeah, we
You have three sons. Okay.
That's correct.
All right. And you seem to agree with what your wife thinks. Can you stop doing that?
Would you be quiet? Because she's talking to your husband, not you.
I'm sorry.
Okay. All right, listen. If tomorrow... If, God forbid, your wife had some kind of a breakdown and killed one of your sons, could you sit back and say, oh, my poor wife, oh, she just had some depression. She didn't kill my son. She didn't murder my son. She didn't do that.
Which one?
She just passed him on. Oh, my God.
What do you mean, which one?
I got to know which one she killed.
I don't know. Your oldest son. What the hell
is
wrong with you people?
You're really up in my face, and you're getting so far up my rear end, I can feel your thumb on my nose.
Oh, I'm so glad. I hope I grab... Oh, my God. You people are crazy.
No, I'm crazy. I have three boys that I love deliriously, but if I ever got depressed enough and I had to throw them into the trunk of a car, God forbid I ever did it, I would hope Steve would be there with me, wouldn't you, honey?
I'd stand beside you.
You stand beside your wife knowing, you know what, that is really sad because, you know, people bring children into the world, and I love my husband, but I would die for my children.
You'd hang your husband out to dry, but you let your kids, so in other words, you're getting so far up my nose, I can feel your boots on my chin.
You know, you two just kind of feed off each other.
Yeah,
it's
you
good
do.
Thing you're married to each
you
other.
Know something.
I mean,
I have
this
a successful
is absolutely
marriage.
Ridiculous.
I have a successful marriage
we,
of 13 years. We have three lovely sons. And the National Organization for the Women.
You know what? I am so tired of hearing about the National Organization for Women because,
well,
as I said earlier, I'm
they
a strong, independent woman. And you women that are feminists
Beth.
That are so off the top here, you give us a really bad name. You're talking about this postpartum depression.
That's
and
right.
Trust me, there have been many days. I'm a stay-at-home mom. There have been many days where I have had to call my husband and say, you need to come home because I'm about to smack the living daylight out of my child.
That's what
I did not
about.
Say kill. I said smack the living daylight out of my child. Okay?
Smack the living daylight out?
And my
like
husband
to me.
Has to come home sometimes because you do get stressed, and I understand that. And you cry and you get upset. You don't.
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah.
With your mentality, the way that I see it is shut up for just a second.
How
way
dare
that I
you?
See
How
it
dare
is,
you? I'm a fellow woman, and we're getting rid of the glass ceiling.
Will you be quiet? I'm telling you to be quiet.
Oh, my God, the glass ceiling.
What has that got to do with it?
That has nothing to do with postpartum depression. We're talking about postpartum depression and somebody
killing
their children.
You know as well as I do, on those days when your children are driving you crazy, it would be just as easy to push one of them into the oven. Now, you know that. You know that, don't you, Beth? And yet you don't want to comment on that.
I do know that there have been days where I have not wanted. I don't spank my children, and there have been days where I have wanted to, and I have not because I know that I would go too far.
Well, I think as women we need to join hands, hold hands, say a prayer.
Honey, I would not hold your hand for a second because
genuflect in front of the crucifix and say, "Well, what's so funny?"
You and your husband are. I'm sitting in my car. I'm spending my what few minutes I have to actually run into the mall and get some stuff done listening to y'all laughing at you.
Oh, you're laughing
and
now.
Yes, I am. You know, well, honestly, at first I wanted to cry when I thought about those children kicking and screaming and being drowned.
Oh,
by
my God.
Mother,
I mean, like I said, it's something out of a Stephen King novel. These children begging for their lives.
It is. And that when you're saying that, that's making me want to cry.
And,
I mean,
and here is
about these poor, defenseless babies.
Well, just because they're begging for their lives, screaming and crying with their hair.
Oh, will you shut up?
Listen. What this all has to do with this postpartum depression, and you all want to go and get this lady out.
You're laughing at me, and that depresses me.
What I'm saying. You know what? The way that I see people that have to interrupt what other people are saying and have to keep saying,
Beth, I think that. Okay, look, I think that we've said all that we can say.
I think you're being very rude, Mr. Hendry. I'd like to talk about this for another 45 minutes, and in the name of all women in America, I would like to keep talking about this topic for the next 3 hours.
Well, you don't get to.
You are a pig. You're a chauvinist. Beth?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, you agree with me that he's a pig and a chauvinist, don't
no,
you?
No, actually, I don't. Actually, I don't. I kind of hate that you're getting the airtime that you're getting.
You
depend on me. No, that's not what I said.
You said you hate me.
I hate that you're getting the airtime that you are getting.
The enemy of my enemy is my friend.
The enemy of my enemy.
Okay, you're both nuts. I'm bugging it.
All right.
Beth, thank you very much for your call.
Thank you.
Bobby and Steve, I'd like to wish you luck, but I don't think that I'm going to, okay?
You know, you're depressing me. I'm reaching for the weed whacker that my husband...
Well, you do that. You come right over here and kill me.
I'll kick your ass.
Great. Good for you. National Organization for Women raising a defense fund for Andrea Yates. And we'll find out how that all... comes out in the wash, if you will. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
This is the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, Bobby?
Yes.
Come on back in here, okay? You and Steve?
You want
me?
I want you too, okay? Because I want to tell people about our show and the roles that you guys play in this show.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Okay, hold on. I want to mention to everybody our website, philhendryshow.com. PHILHENDRIE show.com. You can go to our website and see all the fun things that there is to see there on the website, including the Phil Hendry Polls America Daily Poll. And today, the question is, who I'd like to see break Mark McGwire's home run record? And you have three possible choices, Barry Bonds, Sammy Sosa, or any other white man. Now, you know our audience, and you know that they all want to impress me with their wit, so naturally any other white man is leading by 51%. And you kind of throw that out, and you look at the other results... Sammy Sosa is leading Barry Bonds 32% of the vote to 17% of the vote, which I think that's pretty much how people feel. It's nice to know that it isn't really a racial thing so much as it's just Barry Bonds is like a little bit too much to take on any given day with the he can't talk to the press, the gold chains, whatever the hell else is bugging him from one day to the next. On the other hand, you got Sammy, guy's a throwback ball player, Ernie Banks type, Roberto Clemente type of guy, you know, loves the fans, loves playing the game, blah, blah, blah. So as it stands right now, Sammy leads Barry 32% of the vote to 17% of the vote. And Bobby, you're there?
Yes, I don't know who these people are that you're talking about.
All right, let's just quit it and tell everybody that really what you and Steve are, you guys are you're my creation, aren't you?
Yeah, you made us.
You created us, yes.
Okay, that means that you're a couple of characters on my show, and what's the big secret?
We're two characters on your show.
Well, what's the essential part of that?
What do you mean?
I don't know what...
Do you exist or don't you?
No, we don't.
Okay, then why... Who are you?
Well, you're doing our voices.
That's exactly right. God.
Well, if you can be clear...
I'm trying to be clear.
We didn't know what you meant. In other words, we don't exist. You do our voices.
Yeah! Are you in a house now or anything? I mean, you live anywhere?
No, we were created by you, and you're doing our voice right now.
Right.
A lot of people ask me, Phil.
How can they ask you anything? I created you.
Well, they want to know, do you pre-record anything?
No, I don't pre-record anything.
So what you're doing right now is live?
Live.
So we're not pre-recorded?
No, I'm not. And quit talking to radio people, okay? They'll bore you with their questions. So that's how we do it, folks. And
Steve, could you...
Would you please shut up, please, while I'm talking?
Okay.
That's how we do it.
Why'd you make her talk?
Never. Let me just hang up on them. They're bugging the hell out of me. That's how we do it on this show. I create the voices of the characters, and then we create a, hopefully, an interesting hour of radio. Now, that last hour we just did, I thought was kind of fun because it did exactly what we thought it would do. It did exactly what we thought it would do. We had people calling in who were in favor of a defense fund for Andrea Yates, but they weren't in favor of a defense fund for O.J. Simpson. And why is that? Well, she's a mother, and for some reason, women can understand a woman strangling her five kids and then putting them in a bathtub and drowning them, but they don't quite get a guy cutting his wife's throat. And I guess I can understand that, but the fact of the matter is, it's both the same thing. There's no difference. She's depressed, he's depressed. She's pissed, he's pissed. She killed, he killed. It was gruesome what she did to her kids. How could it be any more gruesome than drowning five kids one at a time, slowly? That's no more... I mean, what O.J. did to... Well, all right, maybe what O.J. did was... How can I say it's worse? It's the same thing. So it did exactly what we thought it would do. That's what we do on our show, you know? We bring up these little things, these little I don't know what you want to call them, social dilemmas, political dilemmas, you know, the human experience, and then we put it in there with a character, we mix it all together, and we pour it out onto the countertop of life, and it looks like vomit. Doesn't look like a milkshake, it looks like puke. But you'll notice that that was exactly what happened. The women, you know, who called in didn't quite want to bust on Andrea Yates as much as they didn't think O.J. belonged in that whole thing, okay? And if you want to get a defense fund going for Andrea Yates, you might as well get a defense fund going for that Susan Smith. She just sort of accidentally, maybe on purpose, and maybe did and maybe didn't, kind of just released the brake, and oops, there they go. Well, how about getting a little defense action for her going, man? She's cooling her heels. What's she got? She's chilling it for like 30 years? Without the possibility of parole? Or maybe... she's either... What? She doesn't have the possibility of parole, except maybe they'll parole her next year. I don't know which is which. Who else? Who else should they be putting out on the street? I mean, really giving them a break. Take another look at it. How about Charles Manson? Maybe he was bummed out that night, huh? Timmy... Oh, well, McVeigh, yeah. Too late now. But I bet you he was depressed. He's depressed he got the death penalty. That's what depressed him. You know, I'm really depressed. I don't think you should kill me. Well, you know, on second thought then, it's pretty goofy, but I'm not here to judge. Mine is not to say why. Mine is just to make fun and leave. Get a paycheck. I could care less. You think I'm going to sit here and worry about some goofball concept about giving a woman a defense fund because she's got postpartum depression and so they won't put her in a gas chamber? I guess that's what they want to do. They don't want to ice her. They want to keep her inside in a nut house someplace. And if you think I'm going to get involved in some kind of a screwball, cockamamie, non-professional debate about that, no. I would rather have a couple of fake voices talking about it. It's way more interesting. Wouldn't you agree? All right, 1-800-449-8686. Again, our website, philhenryshow.com, P-H-I-L-H-E-N-D-R-I-A-S-H-O-W, in case you don't know how to spell show, .com.